Good to have you here.
A lot to cover these days. The Defense Authorization Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, went through a couple of days ago, as you know. But it went through without the support for the Iron Dome, because some of the far-left members of Congress failed to allow that to happen. They specifically stood in the way and prevented that from happening. Well, yesterday, the members of the squad, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and others, were called to task by their own party. Were called to task from their own party because it's anti-Semitic. It's openly racist. And so one of those people was Congressman David Deutsch of Florida. Bite number nine. Let's go to that real quickly. Bite number nine. Calling them out from the House floor. Listen to this.
I cannot allow one of my colleagues to stand on the floor of the House of Representatives and label the Jewish Democratic State of Israel an apartheid state. I reject it. Today, this caucus, this body, the House of Representatives will overwhelmingly stand with our ally, the State of Israel, in replenishing this defensive system. If you believe in human rights, if you believe in saving lives, Israeli lives and Palestinian lives, I say to my colleague who just besmirched our ally, then you will support this legislation.
All right. Well, one of the folks that voted for the Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, and in support of Israel, our friend Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you here as always. Quite a fight there over the Iron Dome, but it got through the second day, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pathetic. And to hear one of my own Michigan colleagues state that just despicable language about Israel, our greatest ally for freedom and defense capabilities. It was a tragic display on the floor of the House, and I'm glad that we did it. But to see the Democrats who voted all, every one of them, unanimous, whatever word can I use, just 2 days prior, to supply the funds to replenish the Iron Dome, that we worked together to develop over the years, and then to come back in a hypocritical way and have it included another vote in this legislation. I mean, I hope people's eyes are opened that the Democrat Party is not the old Democrat Party, to say the least.
This not even the party. Recent Democrat Party. I mean, Barack Obama made this deal to provide billions of dollars over many, many years to the Iron Dome to protect Israel. Barack Obama did that. It's not like it's ancient history, right?
Right. Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
unbelievable.
But it is totally changed now. This right. is a progressive, socialist, Democrat party that is leading right now. And I mean, today we're going to go further, and they're going to try to codify Roe v. Wade, because they see what's happening in the states. The states are standing up and saying, wait a second. We now have ultrasound and things that show us things we didn't know before. That when the heartbeat starts, it can be within 6 weeks. We can detect that. So we are violating our foundational rights, namely the right
Federalism.
To life. And so we'll be battling that today against the Democrats. And I fear that the Democrats, in unanimity, will pass the legislation to not only make taxpayers pay for abortions.
But even if they do that, Congressman, the question, the Mississippi law is going to be reviewed by the United States Supreme Court. So regardless of what they do today and try to codify, even if they are successful, they can't get it through the United States Senate. And I don't think they can pass muster with the Supreme Court. But I want to check in on two other things because that story is not going anywhere. But you were involved with a couple of amendments, 455 and 456. One of those focusing on all of the equipment, billions of dollars. I spoke to President Donald Trump about that here a couple of days ago on the program. And the $85 billion of high-tech gear and firearms and Bagram Air Force Base left behind. You say we've got to keep track of that to the best of our ability with this amendment. Tell me what it means.
Well, we got to keep track of it, but we got to keep track of it for another reason. One, to make sure we know that this isn't being sold to China, to Iran, to Russia. Taliban, I mean, those ragtag individuals out in the desert, most of them wouldn't even know how to use some of this equipment. But they can make a lot of money to enable their efforts for ammunition and other things by selling it to our enemies, like Russia, like China, like North Korea, like Iran. And so we need to know how much we lost, what it was, and where it's at. And I think for our own purposes, once we know that, we also need to find a way to get it back.
Yeah.
Or at least.
I don't know if that's possible because of the cut and run policy of this administration, completely incompetent move, leaving all that equipment behind. President Trump and I, when we had a conversation here a couple of days ago, he said he wouldn't have left unless it was all taken with us. He said, I never would have done that. And we had the opportunity to stay longer because the Taliban was basically afraid of us, but they're not afraid of anybody anymore. We're short on time here today, so I'll give you about 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, he probably told you he also wouldn't have given a Bagram air base.
100%.
That was never in the plan. I mean, that was the most boneheaded move of this mm-hmm. administration.
No question.
Another reason why Milley ought to be fired or ought to resign, Austin ought to resign, and this president ought to step down. It just gets worse and worse. The Biden inflation is going on, the border crisis, our security crisis. We're being laughed at in the world. It is time for America to wake up and ask for some change and demand it.
And stand up, as it were. Congressman Tim Walberg, greatly appreciated. Thank you, sir, as always. We'll talk again next week.
Have a great weekend.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg here on the program. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
There could be a lot of debate on what has impressed you most about the Tigers' season. Don't just focus on the improved wins or the better stats, but the style in which they play. Early in spring, A.J. Hinch said his team will put pressure on the defense because too often guys think they're out before they try and steal or go first to third. The Tigers are among the most aggressive teams in taking the extra base, and they rank sixth in the league in stolen bases. But perhaps the most telling thing Hinch said before the season started was you can't punt on winning. It doesn't set the right mindset of the culture. That is what has made the difference. It may sound boring, but the Tigers focused on just winning today's game, and that mindset has permeated throughout the entire organization. It shows in the style of play and the results. It's a new and refreshing day for Tigers baseball, and everyone should be excited for the future.